All right. Good evening, everybody. We'll call this meeting to order at 6:33. You join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I'll declare quorum with all three board members present. Did we have anybody sign up to speak? Any organizations that wanted to address the room? Okay, I'll just go right into the overseer report.
Why did you move the minutes to the bottom of the meeting?
Okay.
I just wondered why you did that.
All right. Because I didn't want to start the meeting with a fight.
Oh, well.
Okay. The overseer's report, I assume everybody knows. Some people may not. There's a little note over here. Very unfortunately, our overseer, Rick, passed away on July 28th. He was at home. Massive heart attack is suspected but not confirmed. And it was just out of the blue. Lisa was with him, so fortunately she was there, and just extremely unfortunate, out of the blue, and horrific. So that was, that's now 2 weeks ago, so it's been an interesting month. Steve Jones has continued part-time. He also even stepped up after that happened and worked a few more hours, took a couple of vacation days from his full-time job to put in a few more hours with us. So we really appreciate that from him. We have ads placed for both overseer and operator. We have a few candidates we've identified through resumes, have interviewed a couple, and the process is ongoing. We're waiting to hear back on some health insurance quotes as we're trying to offer a package to some of these guys to make it attractive as a potential so that we know what we need to do. Also, unfortunately, the beginning of the week before Rick passed, we had to let Rance go. Just things weren't working out as far as the job went. So we went, in the space of 6 days, we went from almost three full-time employees down to Steve part-time. So it's been a bit of a scramble for the last 3 weeks. We did have a fill-in part-time, not sure what to call him, I guess a part-time guy, Josh Rathburn, do some grading for us. Last week, he has worked with Burkamp for the last 10 or 11 years now as a road grader, and he was able to give us a few days. He happened to have the week off from Burkamp and called up and said he'd be happy to help. We have to hire him as a part-time employee, so he's covered under our insurance, and then he was able to get some work done for us. And then we've had Bannon hauling some rock and putting some rock on the roads here and there. So we've been trying to keep going a little bit. As you can imagine, with half to three-quarters of one person, it's been a little slow in that regard. That's about all I'll add there. We'll address any questions later. We'll go to Julie with the clerk's report.
Okay. I'll reserve the right to address any questions I have later, too. I do have several questions. I didn't get a chance to check the website. Did you happen to go back and change the minutes?
I did.
Very good. So they all say trustees minutes now?
Yep, okay, and it's all updated. Mostly. There's a couple. There's one financial report I'm trying to find, electronic copy of. I have the paper copy. I don't have the electronic for some reason.
Mr. Roberts came last time, and he wanted to know about some bridges. And I looked in my records, and I could only find one folder where the previous trustee had asked for some bridge work to be done. So there is nothing on there that I can find regarding that request, but I'll contact him after the meeting. I thought he'd be here. Anyway, I've got another gentleman that I'm checking a road for. He doesn't know exactly if there's been proper platting of his addition to where a road is either in front of his house or actually on around the other side. I know that sounds confusing, but it's just something that I can't ask GIS maps to do. It's something that I have to ask the county engineer to verify. So that's what he's wanting to do, is he just wants to verify where the road is so he doesn't make plans. And that sometimes happens. We have to know that. And then I was going to ask the board members if they would consider putting the agenda meetings on as well, especially since the agenda meetings on our website, especially since the agenda meetings have been lasting anywhere from 1 to 2 hours, sometimes a little longer. And I think there's a lot of discussion there that really should be more of a public record. And so I was going to ask that, but I didn't set the agenda, so I don't have any way to modify the agenda, so the only thing I can do is make it part of my clerk's report. But I would like for that to happen. And then as far as the traffic count, you didn't mention, or for the overseer, were you going to mention whether or not you had talked to any other companies?
No.
For, because you have an RFP. I mean, you have a copy of an RFP.
Right.
Which you could...
I know, but you said you were detailing that.
Not the recording.
Yeah.
Recording just says, we need to send one out. But you've already talked to Sillison.
Right. No, I have not sent any RFPs.
Okay.
Did you send any RFPs? No.
Nope.
Okay.
I mistakenly thought you were going to do that since you'd already talked to Sillison.
I figured it was both of us, to be honest.
Road safety?
No, road safe. We played phone tag like 5 times and then had 3 in a row that they did not respond to. So.
Well, I did try to.
We'll just start over with them. We can just start over and try again.
And I did contact by phone after the last meeting, trying to get gauge the reception of, is it McClure Excavating in Butler County? Anyway, they're just not interested in messing with Pleasant Township. So.
What was that?
They're not interested in messing with Pleasant Township. They've probably got bigger fish to fry and have enough help right now to just do their work, and maybe doesn't want to take on anything extra. Let's see, did we have any other meetings? Yeah, we did have a couple of interviews this month. Interviewed a couple of people and sent their driver's license through already, so we already know in case we decide to hire them that they're hireable. I think that's an important point to make, so.
Okay.
For now.
We'll go to Katie's treasury report.
So I'm going to just throw something out. Sorry, I just now thought of it. We had a special meeting after Rick passed away.
No, sorry. I got my trustee's report coming.
I guess
I could have combined it in overseer, but...
Well, I just realized we didn't have any minutes for it.
We did
make a vote there and all that, too.
I know, but we could debate whether it's a special meeting or not.
Anytime.
like I said, debate. All right.
So, yeah, we've had a lot of discussion among board members on stuff regarding roads, since we're so shorthanded regarding hiring people and all that. Let's see.
But it's on email or text. At least it's supposed to be. Anything that I did is on email or text. So.
Same.
If anybody really wants copies of all that, you're welcome to ask for them.
So starting with the month of July, the beginning bank balance was $579,410.10. We had weird transactions, giving us a balance of $505,960.10. If we had our uncleared transactions through, that gives us an actual ending balance of $495,289.14. Details are in the following reports. If you have any questions on any of that, feel free to hit me up.
Donlinger Construction.
Donlinger Construction does our millings. I believe that's what
that's
that
the millings project.
So, all those millings that were getting moved from one spot to another. And I think Jeff's going to touch more on that later. Let's see. So, moving on to the vouchers incurred in July 2018.
Did you add anything since the report that I got?
I corrected one or two items because I got some receipts to match them up. They were under the card services, and then I had missed the DOT Medical Examiners of Kansas, so I added that.
Okay, so you added how much?
It's on there.
Well, I didn't. Under card services, I didn't add. I changed
this is
the memo
the
line.
Hmm? This is the one I got the other day.
Okay. And she gave you one tonight. It's good. Someone.
I don't know.
Where is
it? Unless it's clipped to the back of this. I guess it could be. Yep. No? Mm-hmm. And says vouchers.
No, it's on the last page of this.
Here's
one.
My extra copy.
That's it. That's the DOT that she added. That's the final one that she had tonight.
Oh, DOT Medical. Okay. I couldn't figure out what that was for.
Okay. That's the...
Well, I know what it's for now. I thought it was DOT literally, like...
No, not KDOT.
I'm like, what are we doing with them?
No, our drug testing.
So that's the only one is the DOT.
That's the only one that I actually added. The only other change was the description under card services. I corrected the Westlake Hardware ones. I got the actual receipts finally. So, all right, so I am going to move to accept the vouchers incurred in July 2018.
So move. Seconded. Motion's been made and seconded for the vouchers. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. See, mine wasn't that unclean, was it?
I have to start putting a sign on the door.
Turn phones off.
Okay.
All right. That's...
And I did... Sorry, I should have said before. I did go through these and match up all the receipts to the vouchers.
Pretty much it.
Okay. All right. Just a couple of things, Ed. What Katie touched on. We had a brief meeting on the Monday after Rick passed. And we were trying to figure out what we should do as a township for his estate, for Lisa, his wife. And what we did was we decided to basically just adjust his pay. He had gotten a raise, and so we adjusted that to go back a couple more days so that it was right at the beginning of the pay period rather than the middle where it started. We then voted to continue that raise. Even though he passed on July 28th, we paid him through August 15th. So we added 2 weeks of pay, just kind of as severance, or not severance, but I don't know what you want to call it, bonus, frankly. And then obviously paid out his vacation days that he had accrued. Is there anything else?
Well, I thought I'd call the police real quick and tell them that those were... It was a special meeting for BRC, so we have 10 minutes for that. So And then it was a special meeting. Yes, it was. We're going to disagree because you will not put on the agenda that we didn't determine.
BREC invited us to that meeting.
Yeah, and because it was public, it was, okay, you know what, Jeff, there's just no arguing with you. You're right, no matter what. But if you would ask an attorney, they'll tell you that you're wrong. You're violating the open meetings law when you don't post it.
I asked the state attorney general's office.
You called him yourself and got him on the phone, which is not
right. Let's just try to stay calm, please.
We're okay.
You know, I just think that, why don't you just put it on the agenda that we hire a board attorney? The auditor would agree with me.
I don't want to waste the money. It's not...
Waste the money?
Right.
You do with the things you're doing. You take away my position, and then you hold me responsible for stuff I'm not even doing? Yeah, I think we need an attorney.
All right, let's...
And if I try to sue you, you have an attorney through our insurance, and I don't.
Let's stick to the agenda, please.
So, we had a special meeting on Rick Brown as well, and it was announced, and it was on the Facebook page that I've had for over 5 years. And the reason that I set that up to start with is because the previous board was not announcing any of their meetings.
Which you still have not changed from saying Pleasant Township. It does not say Julie's page. It still says Pleasant Township.
Yeah, it says Pleasant Township.
Which we voted that you should have to change that.
And you had no right to vote on that?
It's your personal site.
And you had no right.
It is not a township.
It's public information.
It's not a township.
Not using it for one. I'm just listing it.
Yes, you are.
And I post it on other sites, too. But you know what? Somebody has to do it because you don't. So we had two special meetings, so you have a couple of special meeting minutes to prepare, I guess, since you're not doing
Let's get back to the trustees' report.
You've talked about it.
No, we've talked about it in open meetings. We've talked about it in here. We talked about BREC for 3 months before anything
happened. Did we take action?
Yeah, we said
then
that we were...
Then that's a public meeting.
No, we said that we were negotiating. We continually talked about it. There is absolutely nothing we are hiding. All right.
I didn't say we were hiding anything.
Okay, so... That's what we decided to do with Rick, was pay a little extra into
his estate.
Yeah, because it went direct deposit. So we figured we stay out of any legal ramifications that way, anything that's has to do with his estate, his descendants, et cetera, that's all taken care of because it went direct deposit into his account. The in memoriam note that was over here, that was a fund that was set up at the bank that goes directly to his wife Lisa to help her out if anybody would like to do that. Alright, the Millings project has continued. Donlinger, they ran through, I would probably say, their longest stretch down Andover Road. A little over 5,000 tons, I believe, was estimated. I haven't seen a final number, but at 5,000 tons, we were estimating it would go 3 miles of neighborhoods to be done, and we ended up at 3.3. We got 3/10 extra mile. So the ones that were done were on the southeast corner of County Line Road and 140th. There's North Phyllis, South Phyllis, 143rd and 144th, that neighborhood back there. Over that one has, I'm doing this off the top of my head, I want to say 30 houses. The Clausen neighborhood off of Prairie Creek, which is 156th, 8th, and then 57th in the cul-de-sac back there with Clausen is the north-south street. That one has 29 or 28 houses. The next one was Hillwood down off of 180th between Prairie Creek and Metalark. And that one, actually, that one was over a mile, about a mile and a quarter to 1.4 with the whole loop and everything back there. And that one is 27 or 28 houses affected in there. And surprisingly, it got all the way through that whole neighborhood and back up Butler Road to 146th. And we just started on the west end of 146th and went as far as we can and could. And that's where the 0.3 came in. So part of 146th is done, but not all of it.
I've had a couple of calls on that and really would, I think people would really appreciate it if you go ahead and finish it like you did the other ones. When we bought additional millings to finish up a road or a street instead of just leave it there. Because it's kind of dangerous. There's a long strip of nothing but gravel, and then it suddenly turns into asphalt millings. Again, okay. I'm just relating calls, not giving my opinion.
I know. No, I got 3 calls as well. It's amazing. As soon as we did it, everybody's saying, well, are you going to finish it?
It'd be nice if we could finish the roads that we have.
I agree, but we haven't talked about it. We haven't looked at totally at the budget. We haven't considered what the chip seal may be for next year. We'll talk about it. It's totally open. I agree it would be nice to do it.
Well, I just want to finish the roads we've started.
Jesus. Okay. All right.
And not make them wait 4 to 6 weeks.
So okay. We also, I'm sure Jeff is going to get to this eventually, but we added just a little bit extra with Donlinger since we're short on employees to go ahead and do the rolling and everything grading of those for us.
Right. That came up. Yeah. Let's see. Originally they were milling it, trucking it, grading it out, rough grade and then fine grade, and that was for $9.50 a ton. When Rick passed and we lost Rance, and all of a sudden we were a week away from the millings project coming, 5,000 tons of it, I said, what would it cost to do for you guys to do the watering and rolling? And they only bumped it up to $11 a ton total. They did the extra for just $1.50 a ton. So at $5,000 or 5,000 tons, a little bit, we're looking at $7,500 additional, just to have them do the whole thing. Since we didn't hardly have any employees.
Are they going to continue that?
Let's see. They are done at Andover Road and 120th. Callan said they have a little more to do west of Andover Road on Pawnee. He said it's a very small section. it's a very small section. He's not sure how much of it would come out of it and whether it'd be actually worth it to bring a whole milling machine in and trucks and everything. It wouldn't happen for 4 to 6 weeks from now, so we're just going to talk about it right before he does it to see how much might actually be there. So it's just kind of up in the air, waiting for a little more information from them. Just as far as getting it from that area. We still have the APAC as a possibility. Randy's had some millings in the past, so that could be another discussion possibly. Sorry? Okay.
That came from the venture plant side when we had to get it pointed out.
Okay.
So it was wrapped up about 10 days ago.
I figured.
There might be more.
I know they come and go.
Projects
so.
Projects come along this year.
So. Okay.
They're going to do that through Road Sale here.
With the...
They're going to mill off some through town here. Are there any chances of getting any of that?
Do you know when? No. Do you know when they're doing
you have
that?
The contract?
I don't know when.
No.
Just wondering who had... Anybody know who got the contract on that? Slaypack or Cornell?
I haven't heard.
Do you know, Ed?
Do you know who
did that? Who took the contract on that to do the streets? I mean, because you go to most of the meetings, I thought.
I believe it was AMAC. I'll
call TJ tomorrow and ask you.
Well, if you know, who was it? It's all right. Okay. Okay, let's see. We'll move into board business then. okay, so literally over the last 6 months, we've probably gotten more calls about this first mile east of Butler Road on 160th, the chip seal going by the Greenway site. We've got more calls in the last 6 months than the 2.5 years of our administration before that. It had really gotten into rough shape. The county had talked to the city and had called us about... splitting the cost on that. That's what the original contract that was drawn up. It actually stated that the township is supposed to be making estimated payments broken out over 10 years to cover the cost of resealing that road. The county had not billed either the city or the township for the past...
Seven years?
8 years, because it was 2000. We got two more years on it. And the city... Sorry, that's off the top of my head.
I thought it was 2011.
I think you're right. 2001, 2011. It is 10 years.
No big deal.
Huh? Anyway, as of right now, then the county does the work for it. The township maintains the ditches, and the city maintains the snow removal on that road. So when they approached us about it, rather than making a stink about it, we decided to go ahead and do and pay for our half of it. They did offer that we could split it into two payments we can decide tonight if we want to do that or if we want to just pay it up front with the whole 16. Sorry, it's $32,000 total. $16,000 is our half. One of the things that came up in discussion that is that it was 2 years ago, maybe two and a half even, that the county did come in and do quite a bit of patchwork and seal on that road and never charged anybody for it. Didn't charge the city, didn't charge the county. So I wasn't going to push real hard on this price so that they didn't look backwards at all. And we did talk about sitting down again with the three entities and just defining a little clearer what it is going forward and what those payments for the township actually would be per year. So I will put a motion on the table to I'm open for discussion. Do we want to pay the whole thing or do we want to split it?
Well, I need to tell people that whereas when we chip sealed, we used two layers on every single road that we chip sealed, that particular road was only done with one. So I don't think it held up very long for that reason. So and the county did it. There was no specifications that I knew of as to how many layers they were going to have. So I'm just making that statement because I'm not so sure. I don't want to pay them anything in the history because they did only start with two layers.
Right. You mean going back? Well, we are not.
Yeah. And
I don't think we are.
The reason I think Brazil didn't pay them is because they just never have any money. You know how it is. They never have money, so they didn't pay them.
So Okay. Can you tell me who is responsible for billing both who from the county is responsible for billing the township and the city?
I don't know specifically.
Who let us go for 10 years? Is that what you're saying, 10 years?
Seven,
it's the engineering office.
I was going to say, I spoke with Dana McCoy, and when we started talking about the contract, he referred me to Daryl Lutz's office, the engineering office.
Right.
So Okay. It sounds like it should at least initiate out of there.
Jane's the one that usually puts those out, his assistant, administrative assistant.
Okay. Did they give a reason of why they didn't bill for 10 years?
The only thing I ever heard is that Rose Hill didn't have the money, so they didn't bill either one of us. But again, it was one seal.
So Rose Hill has money now? Is that why they're all of a sudden coming forward and billing? Is Rose Hill going to pay their part of the 10 years?
Dana says they are.
I don't know about the 10 years, but the county talked to Rose Hill first about this particular payment before they talked to us. And that's why we said, let's sit down again and look at a contract going forward to see what specifically the numbers are. I don't know.
I think that's a good idea to make
sure. Yeah, we don't want to go backward. There is a contract.
There is one that hopefully we can just say, can we change this and just to the point of clarifying it, not necessarily ripping it up.
So we don't know if Rose Hill's paying their part of this.
Oh, I know they haven't.
Yeah,
they
are going to pay it. Okay.
They may not. They may do it now, but they haven't in the past. Okay. I checked with the administration about.
Yeah, they haven't paid anything to date.
But
the county told me they are going to pay this half.
Mm-hmm.
And
the county's been working on it the last few days. So are they considering that their resealing job, or are they going to come back in and chip and seal it?
I think that's the repair before the resealing, isn't it?
Correct. Dana said they were going to do probably close to 250 tons of...
So that's just repairing.
Of hot mat, just on the repair. And that was one of the things we said. That needed to be done before we even agreed to this. We said, no, you got to fix this first and then reseal it.
You want us to take it over, fix it.
Jeff, this is one of our most highly traveled roads. Is that not correct?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Probably.
We
didn't actually put a counter on it, but at the time.
That's because it is already chip sealed.
As taxpayers, ensure that the county does a good job if they're only doing chip seal one layer. I mean, I don't know, but, just...
Something for the contract.
Agreed.
Agreed. Ensure that our township, county taxpayers who drive that road, and obviously it's a highly traveled road, are taken care of.
And just to be clear, the payment we're talking about right now is on the current contract. As I say, we'd like to renegotiate, or not renegotiate, just kind of clarify so that we know what the numbers are going forward. That would be a future
So that's just for 1 year, the 16,000, or is that going back 10 years, or what is this for?
So the 16,000.
That's just for this particular work that they're doing right now, to do it this job.
Okay. Yeah. Covered under the contract that is a 10-year contract that was signed in, I believe, 2011.
'01. It goes to 11.
Okay.
Signed it in 11.
We're in 18.
Huh?
They just never paid, and so they didn't bother to bail out.
Like 10 years further.
Too many numbers. You're right. Totally right. Sorry.
What's the length of that stretch? Is it
a mile?
No, it's a total mile. Butler to Prairie Creek. Yeah. Okay.
So I say the 16,000, let's just pay it, get it done. We're going to have to pay it anyway, so let's just do it.
Your thoughts?
Well, I really agree with LaDonna. I think it ought to be renegotiated just so that everybody's clear, because I'd hate for them to decide they're going to not only charge us the 16, but decide to go back. I'll be glad to authorize you to sign it right here now, as long as they come to that agreement, not to bill us for back.
I don't think they could. I'm just thinking off of how it was worded, because it's supposed to cover anything needing done. So if
they don't mow, except on one side, because they think the township should mow the other side, and townships never mow the other side that I know of, but
the county don't mow any of it. Neither does
it. No, not the county. I'm sorry, the city. The city, well, yeah, I see.
Well, they barely mow their side.
Yeah. Yeah, they just do it past the plant. They don't do any further. It's up to you.
Okay, so I'll put a motion on the table to agree to the current job being done, which is the hot mat repair of the potholes, the reshaping, and then the chip seal on top of that the county is doing.
Now, the 16,000, is that between both of us, or is that just
that's the township's half? It's 30.
16 is?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I'll second that then.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
You spelled that part.
Aye.
Okay. Let's see. Sorry, I meant to pass these out. Around about July 11th, I believe it was, we met with the county budget office about setting our budget for 2019. Property values went up. As you can, if you look next to the 2019, kind of on the left-hand side here, property values went up by 5%. With the additional work that we need to do, and frankly, over the past 6 to 9 months, we have been hearing from more and more citizens that they would be willing to pay more towards the chip seal project, towards Millings project, to get more of these hard surface projects done. So we did vote to raise the mill levy from 14.941 to 15 even. What that does, if you look at the ad valorem taxes, it raises the taxes that we're going to pull from 456,000 and change to 489,000 and change. That is a 7% increase. If you look to the right, you divide that out by 2,100 households in the township, taxable entities, and it comes out to $16 per household for the year.
But the increase is less than a tenth of a mil, and we were at 17.4.
Yeah, you can see the range.
5 years ago.
Right. You can see where the 15 falls in the range of the mill levies above it. The 2015 budget was set when we came on the board, when I came on the board, property values have gone up 22% since 2015 in the township, and we've raised the taxes just 9%. compared to that. So we, as we, as the property values have gone up, we've kept the mill levy either lower or steady, so that taxes out of pocket have increased at a much slower rate than the property values going up.
Since 2016?
15. Yeah, when you take these numbers for 15 here versus current valuations. Okay, so I will put a motion on the table to approve this budget for next year for 2019.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sorry. I was trying to write down the 3-0 and I forgot the I.
So you voted for it in El Dorado. Okay. And then, like I said, unfortunately, this item number three, just things didn't work out. Unfortunately, we had to let Rance go from the township. So I'll put a motion on the table to terminate his employment status with us. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry. I was writing again. Aye. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. Sleeping.
Let's see. Items of business are discussion. All right. We will open it up. If anybody had any questions.
What are you buying for a mile
or two? Let's see. A year and a half ago with APAC, because we contracted 2 miles, it was $53,000 a mile. That's with us doing all of the prep work, road base, sub base, top layer, all the ditches, all the culverts. That was them doing a prime coat and then double seal at $52,000. The county is doing single layers for 32 or 3,000. Bruno's in the midst of one right now. I think it's 33,000 for a single layer. And frankly, when we were discussing the APAC project, people looked at this first mile on 160th as the example of the county's work. I hate to knock them if they're not here, but.
Very true.
People were skeptical, to put it that way. So they thought having an outside company would be better to go forward with.
One of the next ways is that I go, what did you guys have for inspection last time?
For inspection? We had the county look at it, and then that's about it. And APAC, frankly, had them look at it as well. We were just up front and said, look, if you think we need to do more work on it, because they knew that we said we're coming after, if it doesn't hold and it doesn't last, you know, we're coming after you. And they agreed. So they drove the roads to actually, and they thought they were quite hard, frankly. But you're right, we didn't get any official engineering done. And again, let's see, in that regard, we're going to try and do another mile or two next summer. And so we're going to start the counting. We got to get that going as well. Anything else? Anybody?
Can I ask why on the budget for 2019, why you only did a 0.059? Did you guys talk about going a little bit higher?
We did, actually.
Yeah.
That one was... Actually, it has been remarkably consistent all 4 years that we've done this. I've wanted to cut them. Katie's been kind of in the middle or a little increased. Julie's wanted to increase.
No, you
just
always
hang on.
Say that.
It's totally true. Okay, and I'm not saying that in a bad way because
I
you
am.
Say... Okay, just let me finish, please, without interrupting.
Then just do it right, please.
Julie's intention is that we have a lot of work to do. She would like to... I won't even say... You say your own... All right.
I would have liked to have the mill levy the same.
We've all been right, which would raise taxes a lot higher, correct? when the property value goes up, if you keep the mill levy the same, then taxes go way up?
15 was always my number. That's the number I always wanted to be at, 15. So I was in agreement until we went below that. 15 less.
So.
Okay. Anyway. It was more on looking at the dollar amount, the $33,000 raise, looking at that was a 7% jump, where the 4 years before that we'd either held it or it had been 2% or under. And basically looking at a 7% raise, we were thinking, that sounds like a lot. Just in past years, even just small moves with the mill levy have been, we get phone calls. You're thinking that we could have gone higher? Or what do you think?
For the people that I've talked to, I think, yeah, we probably could have. I just look at this $33,000, $34,000. That doesn't even pay for 1 mile.
Of chipsum.
True. Let alone raises.
There is one.
And I guess if it kind of helps from where I was looking at it more on, well, that extra amount will help us pay employees a little bit more, so help us get better employees. That was kind of where I was.
I'm not saying we should raise it higher. I'm just asking, if that was discussed.
That was kind of what my thought was. I was looking more on the employee side of it. If we left everything else the same, to me, it was just kind of the employee side. It seems to be getting a little harder to get employees. They seem to be wanting a little bit more money, from my understanding. It's just...
We definitely talk about all different scenarios. Part of what we're also mindful, again, not to knock them because they're not here, but Butler County keeps raising theirs. And so we try to be mindful if coming out of everybody's household, Butler County's going way up, are we going to dogpile on top of that? And we're trying hard not to.
I think the mill levy has kind of been consistent, but you're right. They've allowed it to be raised on the tax side.
Right.
But there is one thing I need to bring up, and I think it's really, really relevant before you make your point here, is that, I went to a Butler Junior College meeting the other night, and I was shocked at how much money that they have garnered in the past 6 or 8 years. I mean, it's like a bus that just keeps on going over the cliff. I mean, and we're all in it. And I guess what my point is 20 mils is a lot when considering their budget is huge, and they could have reduced it 2.5 mils. Just that amount alone would have reduced our taxes considerably in this county because they got some kind of grant from the state. But apparently they didn't apply for it. They left it to the other junior colleges because they felt like they had plenty of money coming here. So there was 25 or 30 people that spoke against continuing to 20 mils, and then there was two people from the college that spoke for keeping the 20 mils. So anyway, people are telling me they can't sell their house, or people like in Rose Hill are moving to the other side of the county line because they can buy more house and pay less taxes. So we have to be careful and very mindful of taxes, but not everybody is like us. Not everybody is.
Seems like they're going up everywhere else, and
yeah, tries not. They try. They don't try to be as frugal, I don't think. I mean, I think Richland is an example of a township that has not lowered the mill levy at all. They just kept. Now that the auditable amount is above 250 and it's gone to 500, now they're ready to raise up their budget.
Raise it again.
Because they wanted to keep it under 250 under before audit. Just so they could not audit. Because
right.
It's a big expense, $6,000 to $10,000 for an audit. So anyway.
Wait, so it's $500,000 now for an audit?
Yeah.
So we don't have to do them anymore?
No, we keep coming in because that's our budget authority amount.
Okay.
And we're over that $500,000. It used to be 250.
Yeah, the number on here, if you look at the expenditures column, which is our budget, you'll see the... I didn't carry that through, sorry. The 657 for 2018, we have a carryover going forward into 19. Budget's going to be roughly that same amount. Actually, sorry, I have it here.
But it's like 0.06 mil.
It's real close. Difference. It's right near there because we had... Especially 2017, the money we didn't spend, we're carrying it forward. So the 489,000 number is the actual taxes being levied that year, and then we add in the money we're carrying forward to create the whole budget. Okay, anybody else?
So I have a quick question for you,
sure.
Jeff. If I'm understanding this correctly, what you wrote on the property valuations,
yeah,
it looks like the township in 2019 has an increase of 6.48. City of Rose Hill, only 3.46. Again, in 2018, the increase is 5.15%. The city of Rose Hill is consistently less in their evaluation or their valuations than the rest of the township. Is that, am I reading that right?
That's really right, Lagana. Yeah. It is consistently.
That's astounding. That's a number that I just.
Well, and who's
shocked?
Yeah.
At the percentages of that. And when you said 22%, that's a lot of money.
Since 2015. Well, everybody's a little happy their house has gone up that much, but.
I saw a 71% tax increase on one of my pieces of property this year alone.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
I don't doubt it.
So.
It's crazy.
I just am kind of astounded that the rest of the township is almost, in some ways.
Almost double.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Not quite, but in 2019 it is.
Yeah, as a percentage
it's
increase.
Almost double. So
a few years back when the city and the fire board, which I was on at the time, wanted to put the fire department underneath the city budget, I didn't want that. And the reason that I didn't want it is exactly the trend that I saw that LaDonna talked about. So I envisioned that if people in the city manage the fire department, I was kind of really afraid, I didn't know what else to say, but I was really afraid that they would send the oldest truck and our house would burn to the ground just because, and I wouldn't blame them because the roads are always going to be bad and the city's very careful with their money. But that was my point. The values, astonishingly, were 70% higher.
City's careful with their money.
Outside of the county, or outside in the county, were, and the voters, 67% outside of Rose Hill. But what, you know, and that kind of struck me, and no, we don't need to do the city thing because of the value. It's quite a bit of difference.
We'll be working on some of the major roads, on like the east and west roads.
Exactly.
And control some of the dust down and improve the roads.
And improve.
I mean, when you went into all the housing areas and developments, it's nice, but there's a lot of roads to get people in and out of them developments. Needs major, taken care of. Light expense. Tires, front end parts, and their vehicles and stuff.
I agree.
Park, exhaustion. You need to be looking at some of that there instead of a lot of these.
I agree.
I know that there's voters in there for you, but taking care of them additions.
That's not why.
We need to get people in and out to them, you know.
I understand.
Well, that's where the $16 increase, I don't bat my eye at it because I put new tires on my pickup the other day for
$1,700. Right.
And I get about a year's worth out of a set of tires, so. I wouldn't give a damn if it was $100 a year per household, because then we could do 4 miles a year of chip sealed roads and what 80 miles, right at 80 miles.
I'd probably have to go from my existing house
within
then to
70
years,
70
house.
Miles. Yeah,
you're done.
That's a fair point.
And that budget at that point can be turned into stormwater drainage and pavement on some of these permanent pavement.
And more population, which. The
and
population
the
in Butler County is declining.
Right. Well, and that was an idea we had, was possibly putting out a survey in the, you know, the papers. We have papers of record and the website, and just do a survey and just say, are people willing to pay up, you know, figure out a number or a level and vote on a level and say, here's what we'll do with it and see how it comes back.
I think the worst part with most taxpayers is when they get their statement from the county on the personal property tax. They don't look at it line by line. They look at that $5,000 or $6,000 mark. When you look at it line by line, and this $257 goes to the township, and this $1,400 goes to the school, and $900 goes to the college, and you know, all they're seeing is what the county keeps rolling. So my point with that statement is, everybody that's in this room, if you don't like it, let's start voting in new county commissioners and a new county treasurer. Because when you look at those property tax increases since 2015, you have your county treasurer to thank for that. And
Just go to a few meetings and you'll see where that money's going.
I know where it goes, and it's disgusting.
It's astounding.
It doesn't go where we need it to go.
It is astounding. And very few people go to those meetings and watch what's going on. It is very enlightening and sad.
Ed, I agree with you. And we have hauled, and I said before, that was a total mistake I made in 17. We should have hauled more rock from other places when this quarry ran out. We've hauled a lot more rock this year trying to get those main roads east-west.
I understand a personnel problem you have.
That's been a challenge.
You've had a bad luck of hiring. Get them trained and educated, get their CDLs, and they move on. This is a little bit stepping stone for them.
A little bit.
You need to look at that before you hire somebody, make sure they got a CDL ready to roll.
Agreed. All right, anybody else?
I do have one question. You've talked about this, about the money. What kind of specification do you use for the roads? What kind of hardness requirements? Is there anything out there, or are you just hauling that stuff out and packing it down? Is there any kind of specification that says to do it this way or that way? And what have you? Are you just hauling that stuff out there? You dump it, you roll it, pack it, and you're done.
No, there's specification. You mean as far as how the road's built? There's specs on the hardness of the rock. It sounded like you asked two questions. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying, is because you're looking for this stuff to last.
Right.
But if you've not done the bore to check for the hardness of the substrate and what you're putting onto it, how do you know it's going to last that 20 years that you're expecting it to?
Well, we don't expect 20. You're right. We don't test every load or every pile, every dig that's coming out of the quarry. We do it from the quarries. They do testing, and we can get those results. And so we do know which rock and which size that they've tested is.
Well, once it's put on the road, there's nothing else done. You never bore that to see what it's doing 10 feet down?
No, we don't.
Okay.
No, and we've looked at... it's partly on reputation as well, as far as which rock in particular from which quarry. And so, I mean, it's pretty well known which are the harder rocks. And some of the harder rock, we made the decision in the past that it was too expensive to truck from Cedar Vale down south of here versus paying what we're paying here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's if you don't have a specification, and all you're doing is, well, this is good or that's bad or so on and so forth. If you have no specification out there, you have nothing to build estimates on to know what to do and how to do it and whether that $53,000 a mile is right or whether it's too high or too low. You have no spec for it. That's what I'm saying.
Hang on.
We never talked about that.
I understand. Okay, sorry. Then again, apples and oranges. The $53,000 is on the chip seal project, and I'm sorry, I thought you were asking about gravel.
Well, anything. I don't care if it's chip fill or gravel or whether you asphalt the whole bloody thing. If you don't have a specification that lays out what you have, you have nothing to bid on.
I think I know what you're talking about, and we do have an engineering book on the Kansas KDOT website.
We do specs on how we build the road. I guess not on. And sorry, I guess you started with hardness, and that's where I focused. I might have mistaken there.
Well, that's just one little part of it.
Agreed.
That's just one little part of it.
So
if you don't have a spec out there, I don't know what you got. Let's say this guy's been on that thing. He don't know whether he's going to meet the spec or not.
Okay. Well, our specs, the way we try to build the road, yeah, I'm going to just tell you right now.
Answer this one.
Well, 2 seconds. I'll see. I want to make sure I get it right. what we say is we want 4 to 6 inches of road base, which is your larger rock, larger gravel, that it's going to hold and it's going to drain. 2 to 3 inches of sub base. Again, working smaller, getting up to there, and then a top layer of 1 to 2 inches, which is going to be really small and either packed in or with a Rick wanted to try a sand dusting over the top of that to try and minimize dust. And then that's from we go to a 22-foot road, a 4-degree crown, which means for every inch of travel to the side, for every foot of travel, it's an inch fall. 2 feet of 4-ditch, 4 feet in the ditches, and then a back ditch. We are trying to we are trying to build to specs as far as what we want it to look like. You're right, I have not as far as hardness.
Well, but that's what I'm saying, because right now I hear people complaining, well, the grader went by our house and he didn't even drop the blade. And, you know, you go over it one time, next thing you know it's washboard again. Nothing stays permanent. I don't drive those roads all the time, but whenever I have, it seemed like every time you turn around, you're off in the ditch somewhere.
You're right, and part of that...
And somewhere down the road, and I've been to several of these meetings, and it just boggled my mind. Well, we'll try this and see if it works. And we'll try that and see if it works. Well, if this milling doesn't work, well, then we'll try... And you're trying everything else, but there's nothing concrete to put down to say that, okay, you will not use this milling because it's not...
Okay,
stable
well,
enough.
I can tell you for the last 3 years, we haven't just tried a shotgun approach like that.
Well, I said, every time I said these meetings, that's what it sounds like.
Well, I know that that's not what I've been directing, because we've
well,
been...
It's just, okay. Well, we'll try this rock here and see if it works. You know,
is there something I'm not understanding here? I'm missing?
A couple of points there. The washboards, we need to take some community responsibility on the washboards. How many of us have driven these roads and see people running with 50, 60 miles an hour? And then you'll experience most of your washboards in intersections. That's where people are running 50 and 60 and hitting the brakes.
Hard.
And then Mother Nature comes into play because the aggregates are going to compact well with moisture. We went from September last year until June of this year with virtually no rain. Blade man can blade those washboards out. They're going to be back tomorrow, just in the way that people drive. As far as the specifications on the aggregates, Southwest Butler Quarry, any quarry locally, falls just shy of the KDOT spec on soundness and abrasion on the aggregates. They're like 5% under. But your next option is Cedardale or Howard or Moline, and you can triple the cost of getting that rock back in here. And it's not feasible. Again, go back to your tax statement, and you see how many dollars actually goes to the township. It's not feasible to spend that kind of money. I think the chip sealing deal, which is going to take time, it's going to be a course of quite a few years, is probably the best solution to rectify the day after day after day throwing rock at it.
Right.
The one thing the sand does provide is the sand does meet the specs for soundness and abrasion.
Because that's out of down by Mulvane.
Yeah.
They get it's
it
a
provides
different spot.
Two things. It provides a dust suppression, and it also provides a thin layering surface to where the aggregate beneath it isn't getting hit on as hard. But if you looked up at the KDOT spec for putting in a roadway, which when we build highways, we've got a lot of service roads that we've got to go in. It's 8 inches of KDOT AB3 and 2 inches of road gravel sand. And if we were to go out here and do that on these roads, they're going to spend over $100,000 to bring it to that. And then we go back to, you drive a lot of these roads, I say 50 to 70% of the culverts under driveways need to be replaced. That goes back to us as a community, mow your ditch, keep your culverts cleaned out.
Don't run it over,
Run it over. Because as soon as that water hits that culvert, it can't go anywhere. It's going out in the road, and there are people come in here and complain, and I can butt heads with this board harder than anybody. But I see a lot of it in the township, just with the way that the people drive.
Well, it's you know, to build a road equivalent to what's out here in the township, I agree, would be too damn expensive. But there's got to be some way where it's consistent all along. And that's what I'm talking about, the consistency and what have you. Because I know 2 or 3, 4 years ago, well, we're doing, you know, we're buying this because it's cheap to put out on the road. Well, you're replacing it every 6 months. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
If you had a spec that this is what you're going to use,
I'm going to get going.
And what have you, it may not have to be as crucial as for a main highway. But it should be substantial enough that if you want somebody to come in and work it for you, they should be able to look at that spec and be able to estimate it to you per mile. And you should be able to do the same per mile, how much it's going to cost you to maintain that road, to fix it. And I'll the odds, 90% of these roads out here probably wouldn't even meet the basic spec.
I don't know. But no, I mean, it kind of keeps coming back to budget. I mean, there's 70 miles.
Uh-huh.
You know, and if you take, well, what's that, $600,000, even if we could round up to $700,000 by 70 is what, 10,000 a mile, right?
But that's why I say it's just, it's over. You know, you talk about all the money. I understand you got to have the money.
Right.
You got to have the money. But if there's no specification, because it seems like every time we turn around, well, we bought this block from over here because this does this. We bought this over here and this million from over here. You know, it was one of those, well, we're going to do it all part of this and see how it works.
Well, I might caution you that some of it, it's not trial and error. Some of it is also taking advantage of opportunities or negatives. The quarry had run out of gray rock at least 5 times in the last 2 years that we weren't able to get any. And then this Millings project for the neighborhood, Donlinger called us 3 weeks before they were ready to start the project, and they couldn't find anybody to take the Millings. So we were able to get an extremely good price and have them do a lot of the labor, most of the labor on it. So some of it, it's not that just we're trying stuff. It's like, okay, we need to take advantage of this opportunity, and we're kind of scrambling because now we can't get rock.
Well, that was part of the problem. We drove by McConnell, and they were ripping up that 12-inch thick concrete down there to make way for the new KC-46s. Well, what were they doing with it? Cornet oiled on K-15 running through a crusher. Whatever happened to it after that?
A lot of it went back down to the base under the runway.
Did it? Because there's sure an awful lot of pile out there that they've got all grown.
There's still some. I can tell you the 15,000 tons that I went to the Dodge City Airport. It goes under streets in Wichita. Trust me, you don't want crushed concrete on these county roads. Well, there's too much metal in them. Are there any roads in the township that could be considered low maintenance roads in this township?
130 is that lake road.
That was one that popped in my head.
I've been a grader down that road for 10 years.
We've been down there.
Have you?
They freaked out.
Yeah, because they called. Like, no, it was ours. Because they're like,
We took a little rock down there and had the grader. They're like, oh my god, it's Bigfoot.
they really did
low maintenance.
Is there anything that as a township, you're spending all your money trying to band-aid here. Is there anywhere where the township can say, okay, we're going to have to leave this alone to be able to focus on the higher use roads?
If I can just give you my thoughts, okay? This is part of the reason that I would really like to think about. I know the board members have heard of it. Were you done answering the question?
No, go ahead. Are you going to answer his question?
Well, I was trying to explain why
I'm sorry,
certain things, and you know that website. One of the things we were supposed to have is a plan on there, and the plan was supposed to be pretty clear cut. And we were supposed to have things like, okay, here's the snow roads, here's the high traffic roads, here's this, here's that, and the projects. Well, the projects get on there most of the time, but you're right. There needs to be an overall plan so that we can prioritize. And that's why, that is one of the reasons I wanted to either contract the entire township out to a professional group or hire a very experienced consultant to direct the personnel working for the township so that we would all be on the same page for the benefit of the township. Because I am a person in the township and I'm really hacked at some of the roads. I drive these roads all the time. I don't know how many others in this room drive the roads all the time. I know you do, Gil. But I drive them all the time. Anytime somebody calls, I drive it. Yeah, if I'm going to go somewhere out east, I usually try to take a jag through some of the township roads. It's just so that I can know for myself what they're like. And, you know, to me, a consultant would really help eliminate a lot of that because they could develop the plan. They're the expert. They're the expert that can go say, this road is low priority because of this. And we have the justification in somebody that's smarter than us, with more experience than we have, that can actually help us develop a priority plan. But you know, that's
the only
not...
thing that I guess I think about that is everybody thinks their road's a priority, except for maybe Jim Durkin.
Exactly, which is why the consultant would be a good thing, because everybody does. So a consultant that's paid, an expert...
I think your traffic count's going to help determine...
Can weed out...
I agree. Right, yeah. We do... Every time I've seen a company hire a consultant, it is the biggest waste of money I've ever seen.
Well, you know...
I mean, the county paid a consultant to come in and say whether they need to give the health department a raise, and they gave them like 7 cents.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the kind of way I'm talking about money. Consultants are like totally...
A couple of the larger townships...
They probably gave the rest of the raise to the consultants.
Everybody works for companies knows. Okay. Consultants
and I don't like consultants
ways.
Either, LaDonna, as a rule, but
Julie,
we don't have the expertise. No, we, the board, don't.
We need to take the traffic count. Just
don't speak for me.
And
we have some knowledgeable people here. We can,
you don't
we
have
can
the expertise
this ourselves.
That's like Randy Elwood has.
I don't think we're doing that bad, actually. I think we've got some common sense things going on. We're doing the counters. We're taking advantage of, like Jeff said, of the situation with the opportunity of the millings. We know what needs to be done. We do not need to pay somebody thousands of dollars to come in here and tell us what to do. That's just my
Well, opinion. Here's what bothers me, LaDonna. What bothers me is it's raining. It's been raining, and there's been no grader on the road. This is not the first time. What bothers me is some of the roads weren't ready when we went and chip sealed, and that is according to our previous overseer. So I don't know that if that is the truth or not. I do know that we've got
so
some...
So not true.
I know we have got some serious cracks. So
what good would a consultant do on that?
Well, okay, let me just tell you what I'm talking about. I didn't get to elaborate before everybody jumped on that word. I should have chosen a different word. But the problem is that we don't have the expertise on the board, and Jeff is going to disagree. He doesn't have the experience that a road consultant or person would have, like Mr. Elliott or like the McClures. Some of the people have been excavating and road building for a very long time, like Brad Burns. So, Brad Burns. Anyway, those people have years. So, let's just take for instance, in El Dorado Township, Dana McCoy is a county engineer employee. He is also the consultant for the township roads over there in El Dorado Township, and he makes a fee of $2,000 a month. And what he does is direct the work. He has the experience, so he directs the work. I don't know if you want to call that a consultant or part-time employee or whatever, but he actually directs the work because he's got the expertise and the knowledge. And the problem that I have found since I've been on the township is not having enough knowledge in one person. So that's why I keep going back to the whatever that is, extra part-time employee, in trying to find someone that can direct the work, make sure the priorities are organized and established, what roads really need to be done first and what the priorities in essence are, and the plan, overall 5-year plan.
You're saying an overseer?
No, because the overseers we've had have not had the experience.
I'm not saying that, but what you're saying is that you're talking about not a consultant, an overseer.
We could have a part-time overseer, yes, and then we could hire a couple of operators. That would be perfect. Then the person that would have been called a consultant could be called the overseer. But the other two townships that employ them don't call them that. They just call them consultant. But they basically just direct the roads and what's to be done. Just an idea.
Do they have overseers as well as the consultant then? Or, okay, so it's the same basic job of directing. That's what goes.
Yes, only it's a... $2,000 a month or whatever, maybe. I think that's what most of them pay is $2,000 a month.
Okay. And my point is, if you're hiring people that have experience, like a Rick Brown, who had public works, road work, and township experience, you're not double paying then, or if you hire a consultant, then you're double paying for that knowledge. Yeah, there might be a point, Julie, I mean, because I know that when we've talked about it before, Julie's... She's aiming way up here. Like you said, 30 years experience, you know, all that. I'm not convinced we need that at the township level. You know,
Well, okay, then I'm going to bring up something else, and I don't want anybody taking anything particular out of this, but here's the bottom line. None of us are overseers, and we don't need an overseer that has to call home every day and say, what do I do today? I want somebody that either gets out there on the roads and does it himself like we hired him, okay, and leaves the wards to receive calls, but I do not want us involved in their day-to-day operation because we're the management team. We are not the overseer team. So that was my point. If we get somebody
you've made that accusation before, and it's just...
Nobody's accusing anybody of anything, Jeff. I'm just making a point, okay? Did anybody else misconstrue that point? I just would like everybody to be on the same page.
All right. Okay.
Basic question. It might be backing up a little bit or
something. That's right. Just no problem. I'm
fairly new to this.
No worries.
If a small development or a small area were to pave a road, what happens then? Is that no longer, is it part of the county then instead of the township, or how does that work?
You had to pay for the pave. We had to pay for the upkeep.
So it would still be part of
pay for the
still county. Be part of the township. Yeah.
So you do have paved roads that you're covering as well, because all I've ever heard discussed was the gravel and sand, and, you know, I haven't heard of any pavement.
Paul's Valley is one that the residents paved and we maintain, and it's hefty.
How does that work out for you?
Wait, which?
We're responsible for the ditches and stuff like that, but not for the actual
Paul's Valley
surface.
3? Over here.
The one that
the county
where we get the bill
takes care of the road surface.
Right, but we don't
we
do anything.
We pay a certain amount every year
right,
to the county
exactly.
Okay.
For that.
Well, I just thought that would be clarifying. No.
Yeah, they paid for that. They poured it, I think the county did it for them, but they paid the county, and then the county treasurer decided how much their specials would be over a period of time. And then at the end of the day, after it was paved, after 3 years, we began, I think it was a three-year hiatus, and then we began a annual monthly maintenance, and I think it's about six.
It's $3,000 a year.
Yeah.
$3,600 a year.
$3,500, okay.
It goes up each year just
sorry, unclarity. That addition, Paul's Valley 3 on 150th and Butler Road, the northwest corner. We don't physically maintain it as the township. We pay a fee and the county maintains it.
Yeah.
So that's it's $3,600 a year to us.
So that would be that better than if it was gravel?
Well, we didn't have a choice. They got together and they made a plan.
But for you guys, is that less cost than you would have if that was all? If all of that area was gravel and you was having to pump gravel on it, having to grade.
Oh yeah, that's a.
It's a lot better for you guys.
Yeah, that's probably 1,000 times less.
Maybe not less money, but less maintenance areas.
Yeah, it's totally less money. But it's
my neighborhood's fairly high-end houses. There's only like eight lots there.
Okay.
But
it's the upfront expense to the homeowners, though.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So we might be willing to pay a
gotcha.
Pretty big
all right.
chunk.
I just want to be real clear about that.
Installed.
Gotcha. All right.
So that might be a question that you talked about putting that out there for raising. You know, would people be willing to pay specials for the next 20 years, 15, 20 years,
or pay it off in cash?
Right.
There's areas that can do that.
True. And yeah, we are totally open to that. We've discussed that a couple times.
I live in Paul's Valley 2. Paul's Valley 3 paved theirs. So there was a few people in the neighborhood that wanted that about 10 years ago. And they all got together and they voted. Then we went to the county and people voted. And it takes a pretty good majority of the people. I don't know what the majority is. But it didn't work out. There was not enough people to vote in Paul's 2 to do that. But what they did is the county come up and said they figured out how much it was going to be, and then they took each house, like Jeff said, and told each house how much it was going to be over that 20-year or whatever period. And so they will do that. The county absolutely will do that for you.
See, we asked the question at one point. I hope I'm not getting too far off, but it kind
no, that's fine.
Leads into it of how do you get a low maintenance area so that it's just easier for everything.
Right.
No, I agree.
The first thing they told us is, well, first you have to hire a consultant approved by the county that's going to be around $200,000 just to evaluate and lay out the specs before we even spend a dime on the road. And we're, you know, everybody was like, that's just ridiculous. We're not going to do that. but I think it was blowing smoke.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think that's what happened.
There are specs everywhere for roads everywhere. Right. Why would you pay a consultant to tell you this spec?
What I've seen across the state of Kansas, Butler, Sedgwick, all these counties, is that's the first thing they want to do is put the engineering fees in there, which are usually damn near as much as the project itself.
Yeah. We found that out at the Greenway site.
15 years ago, the city of Oklahoma City has hundreds of miles within the city that were gravel roads. They started going in zero engineering. Went in, graded the road at 2% crown, flashed it, put 3 inches of asphalt base on it. We did quite a few of them back then. I was down there a couple of years ago and drove across some of them out, clear out on the east edge of the city, and just to see how they held up, because at the time, 3 inches of asphalt on flash base, I don't think it's going to hold.
Doesn't sound like much.
A lot of them are still, you can tell they've not been repaved, and they're in great shape. And there wasn't any engineering. It was a matter of walk-in. They were running about 110,000 miles at that point in time to do that. And the city saved themselves lots of money over time. The difference is, City of Oklahoma City has a really big budget to pull from, and this township doesn't.
And how much traffic has been on them, though? That's the other thing.
One of them surprised me, had a trucking company on it.
Really? Wow.
I thought it would fall apart.
Yeah.
It is still.
That is surprising.
Maybe they could consider chip sealing instead of regular paving for a lot less money.
Should the area pay for all the chip sealing for our road, for one road, and not have the county pay it? Can we pay for it and let you guys do it to your spec, of your people, to pay what you would?
We have to take it over, but they can pour it, or we can contract with people that we normally contract with. It doesn't matter if you're willing to accept chip sealing.
We can do that. We can make it one of our chip seal roads.
Yes.
And just include it in our contract with whoever does that. And
just find a way for us to finance it, us to pay.
Agreed.
Right.
A ballpark idea.
And if you know your neighborhood.
$30,000 for a mile, $35,000 a mile. That was repair, sorry.
$53,000.
It was $53,000 just for the chip seal, but that didn't include the work we had to put in to prep it to get it chip seal ready.
And the gas prices were cheaper.
Yes.
That was a mile.
The price of oil can adjust the cost of chip seal. Yeah. So.
But it's an alternative.
We're talking a half a mile here, and that's way less than what they wanted us to pay for.
Right, what payment would cost you. Well,
sure.
Just to find out what they would
want.
Very true. Very true.
We couldn't even get an estimate. They wouldn't even give us an estimate until we pay this big.
Well, the county would give us an estimate because they'd have to bill you for that chip sealing. But you might get with your neighborhood people in the meantime, so that we can close this. See who could pay cash and who would have to have the terms and so forth, because if only one person had to have terms, I don't know if the county would be willing to, I don't know if they'd want to run specials for one person. They might. I can't speak to them. But we can sure, if you really are considering it, then do we have a petition already with signatures?
We didn't sign anything, no. We were just discussing what are our options? How can we
I don't even know if this is legal. Could the township finance it? Can we do specials?
Because they can't be done by the township. But what we can, they can't be done by the township. They have to be done through
The taxing authority.
Yeah.
In Butler County. Okay.
They have to be done through the county. But they'll assess based on all your values. They'll assess and your it's like feet from one property line to the next property line to the next property line. Mm-hmm. And that's however many feet you have, that's how you pay.
That's exactly how you pay.
So they can assess that if. And I don't even mind going up there and giving them the documents or whatever I need to do to help you in this. But first, we'd all like to be assured that you do have everybody on board and maybe a little nice little memo or something with a bunch of signatures would be appropriate. And then we got something to give the county with addresses.
I'm sure most of them, it would hinge on what the cost would be.
Well, we could probably get APAC to give you a cost.
A quote.
A quote.
I might talk to you after the meeting then.
Do you want to check on that?
I didn't mean to redirect the whole meeting.
No, this is our open discussion.
Actually,
anyway,
it's a relief that we're not talking about paving Michael Seitz's road.
and a first. No, this is the open discussion part, so that's totally okay.
Jeff, didn't we have this kind of guy? We had a guy come last fall that was from Queen Anne's Lace.
Yeah.
Remember him? And he said, hey, I'm going to pay. We're two people are going to pay for that whole road right there.
I didn't remember him saying that. I thought he was asking another guy
were willing to pay for that whole road. And I think some people were looking at that, and we never saw him again.
Maybe we need to chip.
I guess
maybe
not.
We need to ask
I guess that
all of them.
Money those just didn't come through.
What road are you on?
One street over from me.
Blazing Meadows.
And I know exactly
which
neighborhood.
Okay. You do have a dust problem down there. It must be that open field. I mean, I don't know what else it is.
It's just ground to a pulp. I mean,
But have you heard from him anymore when he came in and said that last fall?
Nope.
Yeah. Nope. He's traveling cruise lines or something. I don't know. Just making that up.
Missed a few meetings. I didn't know if he'd come back.
No.
Maybe you did something that I didn't
know.
Well,
you guys,
are
you going to go over these minutes? Because I've got some things that... I don't understand why you don't have more of the minutes. This is just...
Julie. We're not going to discuss it. I mean, you're just...
Well, you said we could.
No, I didn't say
I guess
could.
Any more...
Okay, well, you put it at
you
the end.
You asked why I put it at the end. We're not going to... You just... I know you're going to have a problem every month, so why do we keep doing this?
Well,
just,
okay. Then...
We have the recording
that no one listens to all
that's
of.
That's not our business.
The minutes are things that people...
Just hang on,
really
one, hang on one second, please. Hang on one second. Did anybody else have any other questions, comments?
Don't empty the room out just because you don't want to talk about
it. Whatever you do, don't have the same engineer that they have on the road project.
All right.
They've already had water problems.
Down there
I even
by
told,
Andover?
I would be trans systems.
I even told Dana, I said...
What? I would be trans systems.
Whoever it is, don't hire them for anything.
Trans systems?
I even made sure I told Dana, I said, listen, as you're doing that hot mat, can you make sure there's a crown in the dang road? That thing's got... I mean, it's been... I said, Dana, it's been flat for 3 years that I've been on this board. It's been flat or concave. I said, can you guys get a crown on the road?
Go look at what they're doing in Bruno Township right now.
What do you mean?
The chip seal one? That they're doing in Bruno.
Right.
They did one 3 years ago.
Yeah. Where's this one
it's
at?
Right there north of the airport.
Oh, that's terrible.
That one up there north airport they did 3 years ago is already falling apart. And the one that they're putting in now, that is why I brought up the inspection process. They're up there spraying primer all across the dry dust.
Oh,
and when you spray that prime, you want to run the water truck right in front of it, put the roller on it, have everything sealed in, put the prime walls out, and put the chip on.
That's what APAC did.
Is the township doing that?
No, the county's doing it.
The township prepped it, and the county's doing it.
I thought the county knew what they were doing.
No, they're county employees. They
well, that's blunt.
Don't hold back. Don't sugarcoat it.
All right. Pretty funny, Randy.
Well, all right.
Okay, so we don't agree in the minutes, so whatever. You guys vote for them, and I'll vote no.
Okay.
Because they suck. Your minutes suck.
Okay.
I have a question. What can we do? We had our road chip seal and everything, but it's getting clogged. I mean, it's getting some potholes in it. Due to the construction.
Oh, you mean in the millings?
The millings,
right.
Yeah. What can we do? Can we go back on them because of bringing their rigs in?
No, not really.
And then the other thing, once
they are done with the construction, we are going to put another thin skim across the top, yes.
And then
because we don't want to lose what's there.
Growing up along the side of the road.
Okay.
Can we take it upon ourselves just to cut it down?
No, don't do that. Because if that neighbor comes out and shoots you, I'm not taking
the
liability.
Or go discuss it with you.
Just tell me where they are, and we'll.
They're right next door to me. I mean, they're right.
East, west. If you're coming out your front door, are they to the left or the right?
It's this way.
The right.
Okay.
Left.
East.
East.
Oh yeah, you're on the other side. Sorry.
And the neighbor's comment is, he doesn't give up. And I won't repeat the rest.
All right, we'll take a look at it. Because if they're in the right of way, yeah, we can take.
I'll
them
do
out.
Some checking. You get the signatures from your neighbors or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. We got the minutes from the July meeting from last month. I'll put a motion on the table to approve these minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, I want to discuss them, and you always say we discuss what we motion on, so.
No, I don't say we discuss what we
motion on. You know, you just can't make the rules up, Jeff, as we go. You have to do it for everybody, or do it for no one.
She's going to say.
No, you get these sent
to
you.
Yeah, let me say what
you get these sent to you days before this meeting for exactly this reason.
You're exactly right. And guess what?
Any changes you want to make before we get to this meeting.
Let me finish. When I have brought up changes.
I'm so tired of this. There's a motion on the table and been made and seconded. Those in favor?
No, I want to discuss them. I just want to say that I have two pages of minutes because these minutes are detailed with things that are important. And even though we have all this on the website, the bottom line is nobody listens to it. Nobody listens to the entire meeting. It isn't our fault, but Jeff.
Abstain?
No, Jeff.
No vote. All right.
You know what? Here's the thing. You're not being a very good trustee right now and leading them in because everything that has a motion has to have a discussion. You can't pick and choose. It's like picking and choosing the laws to apply.
Julie, we discuss these every month.
And
for
we
six
discuss
months,
them because you're doing my job and you don't do a very good job.
Okay.
And they're not complete. Okay? I wish you would stick to the things that you need to be doing.
Okay.
And not the minutes.
All right.
Or the treasury report. Oh, by the way, I forgot to ask you, did you build the culverts? Yeah, I'd like three culverts to build. I just wondered if you'd build them yet. I haven't seen anything on them.
No, I was replacing mailboxes on the Millings project. I'm going to call this adjourned.
Okay. Well, don't get it. Let us get like last year where we didn't have a build.